You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired.
Hello, it's Friday, August 2nd, and the most interesting thing in tech is the news that Apple and Google have both suspended the programs where contractors listen to recordings from voice assistants. The story started with a report in The Guardian about a contractor, a whistleblower, saying that they listened to Siri recordings because Apple has a policy of having people listen to the recordings to see whether Siri does it right, but that the contractor overheard a lot of stuff we probably don't want other humans listening to, like, for example, business deals, conversations with doctors, people having sex, the stuff that you don't want another random person to listen to, particularly when there's identifying location information and other things that could help them if they really wanted to figure out who they were listening to. So that story came out. It was bad news for Apple in particular. And now we have this change in policy. Apple will figure out how to deal with it. So two things that I'll say about this. Number one, it's a reminder of one of the themes in tech right now. A lot of times, we think we're talking just to a computer or interacting just with a machine, but really, we might be interacting with another human. They're chatbots that we think are totally algorithmic, but actually, they're either reviewed by humans or they're actually humans. They're often humans in the loop in subtle ways, because of course, how can a chatbot or a computer learn to be like a human if you don't have a human training it in one way or another? So it's just a reminder. Just because you think you're talking only to a computer, it might not be that way. Second thing is Apple is going to change the policy so that you can opt out. And you can say, you know what? I don't want my voice recordings to go to anybody. I don't want there to be testing done. I don't want my information used in any way to improve these products. And really, maybe it should be the other way around. Instead of letting people opt out, you should have to opt in. And that would totally change the number of people whose privacy is potentially violated. So that's the most interesting thing in tech, and I'll see you on Monday.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.